You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. Do dial in your support right now at 217-244-9455 or at willpledge.org. Waiting for your phone call. Thanks to everybody who already has. Every donation counts, and it really, really does make a difference. Now, on the line with us to take a look at the weather forecast is Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Let's look a little further south of the border, Drew. Start with the tropical cyclone and tell me what impact it may or may not have on the United States.
Well, Tropical Storm Matthew has formed. It's near the Windward Islands. And as we go forward through the next couple of days, it's going to continue moving westerly across the eastern portions of the Caribbean Sea. But it is expected to take a bit of a right turn as we get into the weekend, and it will come up across eastern Cuba perhaps and maybe through the Bahamas as we get to close to the first part of next week. And after that, it's up for debate as to what will happen to it. Many of the models today have suggested that landfall would be possible along the North Carolina coast, and then perhaps move on up the coast and into portions of New England. The reason why it's so significant, obviously, any time we have a tropical system that's going to threaten the United States, it can be a pretty big deal, so we want to keep an eye on it from just the pure reasons here. But also, if we get a big storm along the East Coast, it's likely to leave the Midwest, or at least parts of the Midwest, in a relatively dry pattern. And that would be really helpful for these areas in the eastern Midwest where we've had quite a bit of rain or will have by that point in time. We've got showers and some thunderstorms that are going to occur on a daily basis from now into the weekend. So if we get the tropical system to come up the coast next week, then maybe we can get the eastern Midwest to dry back down a little bit.
That's an encroachment into the Midwest from the east. What about from the north? Do we have any concerns about colder weather at all?
There is a surge of cold that is going to work its way southward next week. It's questionable as to how significant it will be at this point, but we do think that it might be cool enough for a little frost and freeze conditions to occur across the Dakotas and into the upper Midwest. Now, this would be probably a little later than normal for some locations and maybe seasonable for others, but it would help to end the growing season for some of these crops in the upper Midwest and help us move quicker to drying down the crop and maybe getting them out of the field.
And then finally, in South America, will they get rainfall for the beginning of their growing season?
It does look like changes are taking place now in South America's forecast that is going to promote a much better environment for rain in both Argentina and Brazil. If the forecast verifies it by the end of next week and into the second weekend of the two-week outlook, we should have had enough rain in both countries to see much more aggressive fieldwork take place, and in particular across Brazil's center west crop areas and their center south production areas. So I think Brazil will come out the big winner. Argentina will do better, but they're going to need some additional follow-up rain.
Thanks so much, Drew.
Have a great day.
Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. Comes to you from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world. Do be sure to visit our website, willag.org. Hit the donor button or just go to willpledge.org and make that donation right now. Thanks, too, for doing that. You can also make that donation at 217-244-9455.